All right. So, you sent over a whole stack of articles about outsourced B2B lead generation.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're really trying to get a handle on this whole thing.
Yeah.
Is it just hype or a secret weapon?
Right.
And how does it actually all work?
Hmm.
We've got excerpts from marketing guides, some really interesting stats, even a deep dive blog post from Reach Marketing, published March 3rd, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dive in and see if we can help you figure out if outsourcing is even worth it and what you need to watch out for.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
And you're right, the landscape is definitely shifting, especially with the role data is playing these days.
Okay, so first things first, can we just define what outsourced B2B lead generation, IS,
sure,
in plain English? Like, what are companies actually handing off to someone else?
It's basically when a company hires an outside expert, an agency, to handle some or all of their lead generation.
Okay.
That could mean anything from identifying potential customers to actually reaching out to them through email, phone calls, LinkedIn, the whole works. It's like having a dedicated team, but without all the overhead of hiring and managing them yourself.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But why are so many companies doing this?
Right.
I mean, we've got a stat here from Reach Marketing that says 68% of B2B companies say their biggest challenge is lead quality.
Yeah.
Is that what's driving this trend?
It's definitely a major factor.
Okay.
Think about it. If almost 70% of companies are struggling to find good leads, it's no wonder they're looking for help.
Right.
But it goes beyond that.
Okay.
You see, the B2B buying landscape has changed.
Mm.
It's more complex, more digital, and buyers are savvier.
Yeah.
It takes specialized skills and technology to cut through the noise and reach the right people at the right time.
So it's not just about finding any lead. It's about finding the right lead. The one that's actually going to turn into a customer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where these specialized agencies come in.
Hmm.
They have the expertise, the data, and the technology to target very specific audiences and deliver leads that are much more likely to convert. Plus, Belkins is reporting that companies can reduce their cost of acquiring a lead by up to 38% by outsourcing.
Wow, 38%. That's a pretty compelling argument right there.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's not just about cost savings, right?
You're right.
Okay.
It's also about speed and efficiency.
Hmm.
Artisan reports that outsourced lead generation can actually speed up the sales cycle by a whopping 43%.
Oh, wow.
That means you're closing deals faster, generating revenue quicker, and freeing up your internal teams to focus on other priorities.
Okay, so we're talking about better leads, lower costs, and faster sales cycles.
Right.
That sounds almost too good to be true.
Hmm.
I have to ask, what's the catch?
There are always potential downsides to consider.
Okay.
One of the biggest concerns I hear is about losing control of your brand messaging.
Okay.
If you're not careful, an agency could send out messages that don't align with your brand voice or values.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a problem.
Right.
It's like letting someone else speak for you, and you want to make sure they're saying the right things.
Exactly. And then there's the issue of data security.
Okay.
B2B databases often contain sensitive information, so you need to be absolutely certain that your outsourced partner is compliant with all the relevant regulations like GDPR, CCPA, and CAN-SPAM.
Okay, so brand consistency and data security are two big red flags to watch out for.
Yeah.
What else should we be wary of?
The age-old problem of quantity versus quality.
Okay.
Some agencies might prioritize volume over quality, flooding you with leads that aren't actually a good fit for your business.
Mm.
It's like being handed a phone book and told to start dialing. It's just not effective.
So it's not just about getting any lead. It's about getting the right lead.
Exactly.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
We've got this case study from Reach Marketing about a mid-sized SaaS company that saw amazing results by outsourcing their lead generation.
Mm-hmm.
They actually increased their lead to meeting rate by 52%.
That's a fantastic result.
Yeah.
It just shows you what's possible when you find the right partner and get this right. But let's not sugarcoat it. Outsourcing isn't a magic bullet.
Yeah,
it requires careful planning, the right partner, and constant communication.
Okay, so choosing the right agency is obviously critical.
Right.
But before we dive into that, I'm really curious about this whole data aspect you mentioned earlier.
Sure.
It feels like data is the backbone of all of this, especially with all the talk about AI and machine learning.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Modern lead generation is deeply entwined with data intelligence.
Okay.
It's about using data to guide every step from identifying potential customers to crafting personalized messages that resonate with them.
So it's not just about blasting out generic messages to everyone anymore.
Not at all. The days of spray and pray are over.
Right.
Now it's about precision targeting, understanding your audience, and delivering the right message to the right person at the right time.
Okay.
And data is what makes that possible.
Okay. I'm starting to see the power of data here, but can you break it down for me? What kind of data are we talking about, and how are these agencies using it?
Well, there are a few key types of data that play a major role.
Okay.
First, there's first-party data, which is data that you collect directly from your customers and prospects, things like website visits, email signups, and purchase history.
So this is data you already have, right?
You're right.
It's about using what you know about your existing customers to find more people like them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then there's third-party data, which comes from external sources like market research firms, data aggregators, and even social media platforms.
Okay.
This can provide valuable insights into demographics, firmographics, buying behavior, and even things like online interests and activities.
Wow, so you can actually get a pretty detailed picture of your potential customers.
You can.
Yeah.
And then there's intent data, which is like the holy grail of lead generation.
Okay.
Intent data reveals what your potential customers are researching and interested in online.
Oh.
It's like having a window into their buying journey.
So instead of guessing what your prospects might need, you can actually see what they're actively looking for. That's incredible.
It is, and it's incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
Demand Gen report found that companies using intent data see a 56% higher response rate in their outreach campaigns.
That's a game changer.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got first-party data, third-party data, and intent data.
Right.
What do these lead generation agencies actually do with all this information?
They use it to fuel their lead identification, targeting, and nurturing strategies.
Yeah.
They'll take all this data, cleanse it, enrich it, and analyze it to create detailed profiles of their clients' ideal customers.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll use that information to identify and target potential customers across multiple channels.
So it's not just about email blasts anymore.
Right.
It's about reaching people through LinkedIn, targeted ads, maybe even phone calls.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about creating a multi-channel approach that meets your prospects where they are. And the Aberdeen Group found that companies using four or more marketing channels see a 300% increase in engagement compared to using just one channel.
300%?
Seriously. Success. Yep, it's true.
Oh, wow.
And it makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah.
People are consuming information from so many different sources these days.
Right.
You need to be present and active across all those channels if you want to reach them effectively.
Okay, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
Multi-channel is the way to go.
Uh-huh.
But even with all this data and these fancy strategies, how do you make sure your message actually resonates with people?
That's where industry specialization comes in.
Okay.
One of the big advantages of outsourcing is that you can find agencies that specialize in your particular industry.
Mm.
They'll understand the language your customers speak, the challenges they face, and the solutions they're looking for.
So it's like having a team of industry insiders working on your behalf.
It is.
Yeah.
And Demand Metric found that 62% of B2B companies actually prefer working with agencies that have deep industry expertise.
Oh.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
They speak the language, they understand the nuances, and they're more likely to deliver results.
Okay, so we've talked about data, multi-channel strategies, and industry specialization.
Right.
But I'm guessing there are still some people out there who are skeptical about outsourcing.
Sure.
What are some of the common misconceptions you hear?
One of the biggest is that outsourcing means sacrificing quality for quantity.
Mm.
There's this fear that agencies just want to churn out as many leads as possible, regardless of whether they're actually a good fit for the business.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Right.
It's the whole spray and pray approach, which you said is a thing of the past.
Exactly.
Right.
Reputable lead generation firms are using data and sophisticated scoring models to make sure that the leads they deliver meet their clients' specific criteria.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just throwing spaghetti at the wall.
Oh.
They're using data to identify and target the right prospects.
So it's not about quantity, it's about qualified leads.
Right.
What else are people worried about?
Another common misconception is that outsourcing means losing control of your brand voice.
No.
There's this worry that an agency won't be able to capture your unique tone and style, and you'll end up sounding like a robot.
I can see why that would be a concern.
Right.
You've built your brand carefully, and you don't want to see it diluted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Reputable agencies invest a lot of time and effort into understanding their clients' brand identity.
Mm-hmm.
They'll work with you to develop messaging frameworks, conduct persona workshops, and even test different approaches to make sure that everything aligns with your brand voice and values.
So it's not just about handing them the keys and hoping for the best.
Right.
It's a collaborative process where you're working together to make sure they're representing your brand authentically.
Exactly. They're an extension of your team.
Hmm.
And that leads to another common misconception, that outsourcing is a one-size-fits-all solution. But the truth is, the best lead generation providers offer customized solutions that are tailored to each client's unique goals and audience.
So it's not about being shoehorned into a prepackaged solution.
Right.
It's about finding a partner who's willing to listen, understand your needs, and develop a strategy that's specifically designed for you.
Precisely.
Okay.
And the data shows that personalization really pays off.
Hmm.
Campaign Monitor found that personalized outreach results in 202% higher response rates compared to generic messaging.
Wow.
So if you're looking for the best results, it's worth finding a provider who's willing to put in the effort to tailor their approach.
Okay, I'm starting to see how outsourcing can actually be a very strategic and personalized approach.
Right.
Especially when you find the right partner.
Yeah.
But how do you actually make sure it integrates with your existing marketing and sales processes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want to create a bunch of silos and have things falling through the cracks.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
And that's where technology integration comes in. Modern lead generation providers understand that their services need to work seamlessly with your existing CRM and marketing automation platforms.
Yeah.
They'll offer automated data syncs, real-time lead scoring updates, and comprehensive tracking of all touch points.
So it's about creating a single source of truth for all your lead data, so everyone on your team's on the same page.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this integration is essential for ensuring that leads are properly nurtured, followed up on, and ultimately converted into customers.
Right.
No more leads slipping through the cracks.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
No more leads slipping through the cracks. That's a win.
Uh-huh.
Anything else we need to know about the tech side of things?
One more important aspect is ABM integration, or account-based marketing.
Hmm.
ABM focuses on targeting high-value accounts rather than individual leads.
So going after the big fish,
right,
but in a smarter, more strategic way.
Exactly.
Like, go ahead.
And outsourced lead generation providers are increasingly incorporating ABM principles into their services. They're helping companies identify and target their ideal accounts, develop personalized content, and track engagement across multiple touch points.
Okay, ABM is another thing to look for when choosing a partner.
Right.
What are the benefits of this integrated approach?
Well, ITSMA found that 87% of B2B marketers say ABM delivers higher ROI than other marketing initiatives.
Oh, wow.
And Marketing Profs reports that companies with mature ABM programs see a 208% increase in revenue attributed to marketing.
Wow, that's a huge increase.
Yeah.
So it's not just about getting more leads, it's about getting the right leads and closing bigger deals.
Exactly.
But we've talked a lot about data quality.
Uh-huh.
And even with the best tech and strategy, there's always the risk of human error.
Right.
How do these agencies make sure the data they're working with is accurate and up to date?
You're right. Data quality is crucial.
Yeah.
And that's why reputable providers often incorporate data enhancement and hygiene services into their offering. They use a combination of third-party data appends, real-time verification tools, and multi-source validation processes to make sure the data is clean and accurate.
So they're not just taking your data at face value.
Right.
They're actively cleaning it up and enriching it.
Exactly. And this is crucial because even small errors can have a big impact on your results.
Right.
Experian found that 40% of B2B leads contain incomplete or inaccurate data.
Cool. Well.
And the Harvard Business Review estimates that bad data costs U.S. businesses over $3 trillion annually.
$3 trillion. Okay. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
Data hygiene is no joke.
It's not.
But even with all this tech and data, isn't there still a risk of losing that personal touch?
That's a valid concern.
Okay.
And that's why the best lead generation providers are finding ways to balance automation and technology with human interaction and relationship building.
So it's not about replacing humans with robots. It's right. About using technology to empower humans to do what they do best.
Exactly.
Right.
Especially in complex B2B sales cycles, where personalized conversations and relationships make all the difference.
Okay.
Salesforce found that 75% of B2B buyers expect personalized interactions.
Hmm.
They want to feel like they're talking to someone who understands their business, not a faceless bot.
It's about building trust and rapport.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Automation is great for initial outreach and qualification, but human interaction is still essential for building those deeper connections and moving deals forward.
Mm.
Bridge Group found that while automated outreach increases initial contact rates, human follow-up actually increases conversion rates by 42%.
So it's about using technology to open the door,
right,
but then having a human there to welcome them in.
Exactly. And the best lead generation providers understand this balance.
Mm.
They'll use automation to handle the heavy lifting, but then have experienced sales professionals ready to step in and engage with leads in a personalized way.
So it's the best of both worlds.
Right.
The efficiency of automation and the personal touch of human interaction.
Exactly.
Okay. TOPO found that providers who blend automation with human engagement achieve 31% higher lead to opportunity conversion rates.
Okay, this is all starting to make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But even with the best technology, data, and people in place, how do you ensure that your outsourced lead generation efforts are actually aligned with your overall sales and marketing strategy?
Right.
You don't want to be working at cross purposes.
That's a crucial point.
Right.
It's all about communication and feedback.
Okay.
The most successful lead generation programs don't operate in isolation. They're constantly gathering feedback, refining their approach, and making sure that everyone's on the same page.
So it's not just about handing off work and hoping for the best.
Right.
It's about ongoing collaboration and communication between your team and the agency.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this could involve regular performance reviews, shared dashboards, sales feedback on lead quality, even real-time updates to ideal customer profiles.
Mm.
The key is transparency and shared accountability.
So it's about breaking down silos and creating a unified front.
Exactly.
Right.
Remember, this is an iterative process.
Mm-hmm.
The best lead generation programs are constantly learning, adapting, and refining their approach based on feedback.
Okay, I'm seeing how this all fits together.
Right.
But what about leads who aren't ready to buy right away?
Sure.
How do agencies nurture them and keep them engaged?
That's where content marketing comes in.
Okay.
The best lead generation firms understand that it's not just about generating leads.
Right.
It's about nurturing them and building relationships over time.
Yeah.
And content marketing is a great way to do that.
So it's about providing value and building trust, not just bombarding people with sales pitches.
Exactly. Content marketing could be blog posts, white papers, case studies, webinars, infographics, videos.
Hmm.
The key is to create high-quality content that's relevant to your target audience and addresses their pain points.
So it's about educating and engaging, not just selling.
Precisely. Demand Gen report found that 71% of B2B buyers consume blog content during their buying journey.
Oh, wow.
And HubSpot found that companies using gated content generate 3 times more leads than those relying solely on outbound outreach.
Okay, those are some compelling stats.
Yeah.
Content marketing seems like a must-have for any lead generation strategy.
Absolutely.
So.
And it's especially effective when combined with lead nurturing tactics.
Yeah.
You can use content to segment your audience, personalize your messaging, and deliver the right information at the right time.
So it's about using content to guide prospects through their buying journey.
Exactly. By providing valuable content and nurturing relationships over time, you increase the likelihood that those leads will eventually become paying customers.
Okay, I'm officially a content marketing convert.
Great.
But what about companies that have specific internal expertise or are operating in highly regulated industries? Is outsourcing still an option?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And sometimes a hybrid approach is the best solution. You can combine the strengths of both in-house and outsourced lead generation.
So it's not an all or nothing proposition.
Exactly.
Okay.
For example, if you have a strong in-house marketing team with deep industry knowledge, but you lack the resources for outbound lead generation.
Right.
You could outsource that aspect while keeping nurturing and closing in-house.
So you're playing to each team's strengths.
Right.
Okay.
Or if you're in a highly regulated industry like healthcare or finance, where compliance is paramount, you might choose to keep certain activities in-house while outsourcing others.
It's about finding the right balance and tailoring your approach to your specific needs.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the good news is most lead generation providers are flexible and willing to work with you to develop a solution that meets your unique requirements.
Mm.
Gartner has actually found that hybrid models often achieve higher lead conversion rates by 15-20% because of that tight integration.
Okay, hybrid is definitely worth considering.
Yeah.
What are some of the other benefits?
Well, in addition to higher conversion rates, T2PO reports that companies using hybrid models also report greater pipeline predictability.
because they're combining the consistency and scalability of outsourced lead generation with the knowledge and relationships of their in-house teams.
Precisely.
Okay.
It's a great way to maximize results while still maintaining control.
Okay, this is all incredibly insightful.
Yeah.
It sounds like outsourced lead generation has come a long way, and it's a lot more sophisticated than I initially thought.
It definitely has.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get more sophisticated in the future.
Oh, that's right. We need to talk about the future of all of this.
Sure.
What trends are you seeing on the horizon for outsourced lead generation?
We're going to see an even greater reliance on AI-driven lead identification and predictive analytics.
Mm.
Think about algorithms that can analyze huge data sets and spot patterns humans might miss.
Right.
We're also going to see more granular buyer intent tracking.
Okay.
Imagine being able to track not just what prospects are searching for, but also what they're reading, watching, and engaging with online.
It's like having a real-time window into their minds.
Exactly. Right. And as technology continues to evolve, we'll see new channels and tactics emerge, like AI chatbots for conversational marketing or incredibly targeted account-based advertising.
It's all about getting smarter, more personalized, more effective.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And the lead generation providers who embrace these advancements are the ones who are going to thrive in the years to come.
Mm.
Market research future projects that the B2B lead generation outsourcing market will grow at a compound annual growth rate of 12.7% from 2024 to 2028.
That's some serious growth.
Yeah.
So outsourcing is clearly here to stay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And McKinsey predicts that companies with fully outsourced tech-enabled lead generation programs will achieve 23% faster revenue growth than their competitors.
Okay. I'm officially on board the outsourcing train.
Great.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I have one more question.
Sure.
With all this talk about AI, automation, and data-driven approaches, is there still a place for human connection in the sales process?
That's a great question, and one I think about a lot.
Yeah.
And my answer is a resounding yes.
Okay.
Technology is amazing.
Right.
But it can't replace the human element of sales.
So it's about finding that balance between tech and touch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The most successful lead generation strategies will leverage technology to enhance human interaction, not replace it.
Mm.
Think about using AI to analyze data.
Right.
Then having a skilled sales professional reach out with a personalized message that shows genuine understanding and empathy.
It's about using technology to make those human connections more meaningful and effective.
Right.
I love that.
Me too.
Okay.
That's the future I'm excited about.
All right. We've covered a lot of ground here. We've explored the ins and outs of outsourced B2B lead generation, from the benefits and risks to the evolving role of data and technology.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even peeked into the future.
We have.
That's been quite a journey.
It has.
Before we move on, I want to turn it over to you, our listener. What's your biggest takeaway from all of this so far? What surprised you the most? Take a moment to think about it, and we'll be back in a few seconds to continue our deep dive.
Sounds good. Welcome back. I hope you had a chance to reflect on what we've uncovered so far about outsourced B2B lead generation.
It's definitely a lot to process. We've covered everything from data-driven strategies to the importance of human connection, and it's clear that this is a rapidly evolving landscape.
It absolutely is. And with so much to consider, it's no wonder many businesses feel overwhelmed when trying to decide if outsourcing is even the right move.
You're right. So to help our listener navigate this decision, let's shift gears and talk about the practicalities of choosing the right lead generation partner.
Okay.
After all, finding the right partner is crucial for success.
Couldn't agree more. This is where your due diligence really comes into play.
Right.
It's not just about finding an agency with a flashy website or impressive client list.
Yeah.
It's about digging deeper and making sure they're the right fit for your specific needs and goals.
So where do you even begin? What are the first steps to take when evaluating potential partners?
Start by clarifying your own objective.
Okay.
What are you hoping to achieve by outsourcing? Are you looking to increase brand awareness, generate more qualified leads, shorten your sales cycle, or something else entirely?
Right.
Having a crystal clear understanding of your goals will help you narrow down your options and find a partner who's aligned with your vision.
That makes sense. Once you know what you want to achieve, what's next? How do you actually go about finding potential partners?
There are a few different approaches.
Yeah.
You can start by tapping into your network and asking for recommendations from colleagues or industry peers. Online directories and review sites like Clutch or G2 can also be valuable resources.
Right.
And of course, you can always do a good old-fashioned Google search, but be prepared to sift through a lot of results.
Okay, so you've compiled a list of potential partners.
Hmm.
What are some of the key things to look for when evaluating them? What are the red flags and green flags?
One of the first things I look for is industry expertise.
Yeah.
As we discussed earlier, working with an agency that understands the nuances of your particular industry can make a huge difference in the quality and relevance of the leads they generate.
So if you're a software company, you'd want to look for an agency with a proven track record in the software space.
Exactly. They'll speak the language, understand the challenges, and be more likely to connect with your target audience.
Right.
Beyond industry expertise, I'd also pay close attention to their approach to data and technology.
Mm.
Are they using the latest tools and techniques? Do they have a robust data strategy? Are they transparent about their data sources and methods?
Okay, so industry expertise, data strategy, and technological capabilities are all important factors.
Yeah.
What about their communication style and approach to collaboration?
Those are crucial too. Remember, you're not just hiring a vendor, you're bringing on a partner.
Right.
You want to make sure there's good chemistry, that they're responsive to your needs, and that they're committed to open and transparent communication.
Don't be afraid to ask tough questions during the vetting process. How do they handle feedback? What are their reporting processes like? How do they measure success?
It's about making sure they're a good cultural fit as well as a strategic fit.
Exactly. And once you've narrowed down your list to a few top contenders, it's time to get into the nitty-gritty of contract negotiations.
Ah, yes. The dreaded contract negotiations. Any tips for navigating that process smoothly and ensuring both parties are protected?
Absolutely. First and foremost, be crystal clear about the scope of services you're looking for.
Okay.
What exactly will the agency be responsible for? What are the deliverables? What are the timelines? Don't leave any room for ambiguity.
So it's all about spelling everything out in detail.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to push back if something doesn't feel right or if you need clarification.
Okay.
It's also essential to define clear performance metrics and reporting mechanisms.
Hmm.
How will you measure the success of the partnership? What data will the agency provide? How often will you receive reports? It's about setting expectations and ensuring everyone is on the same page.
Exactly. And speaking of expectations, it's a good idea to discuss ownership of leads and data up front.
Right.
Who owns the leads generated by the agency? Will you have access to the raw data? How will that data be handled and protected?
Those are all important questions. Any other advice for ensuring a smooth and successful partnership?
Communication, communication, communication. It's the key to any successful partnership, especially when you're outsourcing a critical function like lead generation.
Mm.
Make sure you have regular check-ins with your agency, both to review progress and to address any concerns or issues that may arise.
So it's not a set and forget it situation.
Not at all. It's about building a collaborative relationship where both parties are invested in each other's success.
Okay, so we've covered choosing the right partner and navigating contract negotiations.
Right.
But let's be honest, even with the best planning and preparation, there will inevitably be bumps along the way.
Yeah.
How can businesses effectively manage an outsourced lead generation relationship and ensure they're getting the most out of their investment?
You're absolutely right. No partnership is perfect, and there will always be challenges to overcome. But here's the thing. Many of those challenges can be mitigated with proactive communication and a willingness to work together to find solutions.
So open communication is key.
Absolutely. Regularly scheduled meetings, clear communication channels, and a shared understanding of goals and expectations can go a long way in preventing misunderstandings and addressing issues before they escalate.
Okay, so set up a structure for communication. What else?
Data transparency is also crucial.
Okay.
You should have access to the data your agency is using, the leads they're generating, and the results they're achieving.
Right.
Don't be afraid to ask questions and dig deeper into the data. The more you understand about how your agency is operating, the better equipped you'll be to provide feedback and guidance.
So don't just passively accept the reports they send you. Be actively involved in the process and understand the data behind the numbers.
Exactly. And remember, it's okay to course correct along the way. If something isn't working, don't be afraid to have an open and honest conversation with your agency about making adjustments to the strategy.
Okay.
The best partnerships are built on trust, transparency, and a shared commitment to continuous improvement.
That's such a great point. It's about being flexible and adaptable and recognizing that lead generation is an iterative process.
Exactly. And while we're talking about being flexible, I think it's important to acknowledge that outsourcing isn't always a long-term solution.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a stepping stone, a way to gain traction while you build up your internal capabilities.
So you might start by outsourcing, then eventually bring those functions in-house as your business grows and evolves.
Exactly. And that's perfectly fine. The key is to be strategic about your approach and choose a partner who understands your long-term vision and is willing to support you through those transitions.
Okay. So we've talked about choosing the right partner, negotiating a fair contract, and managing the relationship effectively. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to one question. How do you know if your outsourced lead generation efforts are actually working? How do you measure success?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's one that's often overlooked in the excitement of launching a new initiative.
Yeah.
But it's crucial to establish clear metrics for success from the outset.
So it's not just about generating leads, it's about generating leads that actually turn into customers.
Exactly. Vanity metrics like the number of leads generated or email open rates can be misleading.
Right.
You need to focus on metrics that are directly tied to your business objectives.
So if your goal is to increase sales, you need to be tracking things like lead to opportunity conversion rates and customer acquisition costs.
Precisely. And those metrics should be clearly defined in your contract with your agency, along with reporting mechanisms and timelines.
Okay, so we're all on the same page with metrics and reporting. What else should businesses keep in mind when measuring the success of their outsourced lead generation program?
It's important to remember that lead generation is a long game. It's not about instant gratification. It takes time to build trust, nurture relationships, and guide prospects through the buyer journey.
So patience is a virtue.
Absolutely. Don't expect to see overnight results. Instead, focus on consistent progress and steady improvement over time.
Okay, so be patient and track the right metrics. Any other tips?
Don't be afraid to experiment and iterate. The world of lead generation is constantly changing, and what worked yesterday might not work today.
Right.
Be open to trying new approaches, testing different channels, and refining your strategy based on the data.
So it's about staying agile and adapting to the ever-changing landscape.
Exactly. And that's another area where having a strong partnership with your agency can be incredibly valuable. Mm-hmm. They can bring new ideas to the table, help you test different approaches, and keep you ahead of the curve.
Okay. I'm starting to see how outsourced lead generation can be a powerful tool for growth, especially when approached strategically and with the right partner. But let's be honest, for many businesses, cost is a major consideration. How can businesses determine a reasonable budget for outsourced lead generation? What factors should they be taking into account?
That's a great question, and it's one that I get asked a lot. And as you might expect, the answer isn't simple. The cost of outsourcing lead generation can vary widely depending on a whole range of factors.
Thus, there's no magic formula?
Unfortunately not. But there are some key considerations that can help you estimate your budget and ensure you're getting a good return on your investment.
Okay.
First and foremost, consider the scope of services you're looking for.
Mm.
Are you outsourcing the entire lead generation process or just specific aspects of it? The more comprehensive the services, the higher the cost is likely to be.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So if you're just looking for help with outbound lead generation, it'll likely be less expensive than if you're outsourcing everything from strategy development to lead nurturing.
Exactly. Another important factor is the complexity of your target audience. Are you targeting a niche market with highly specific criteria? Or are you going after a broader audience? Reaching a niche audience often requires more specialized expertise and targeted outreach, which can drive up costs.
So the more specialized your target audience, the more specialized and potentially expensive your agency needs to be. What else should businesses be thinking about when setting their budget?
The volume of leads you need is another key factor. Are you looking for a steady trickle of leads to supplement your existing pipeline? Or do you need a high volume of leads to fuel aggressive growth plans? The higher the volume, the higher the cost will likely be.
Okay, so scope, audience, and volume all play a role. What about the agency itself? Does the size or reputation of the agency impact cost?
Absolutely. Working with a large, well-established agency with a global footprint will generally be more expensive than partnering with a smaller boutique firm.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean bigger is always better.
Okay.
Smaller agencies can often offer more personalized attention and a deeper understanding of your specific needs.
So it's about finding the right balance between size, expertise, and budget. What about pricing models? Are there different ways agencies charge for their services?
Yes, there are a few common pricing models. Some agencies charge a flat monthly retainer, while others charge per lead generated, and some operate on a performance-based model where their fees are tied to the results they achieve.
So there's a lot of variation out there. Any advice for navigating those different pricing models and choosing the one that's right for your business?
Transparency is key. Don't be afraid to ask detailed questions about how the agency structures their fees, what's included and what's not, and make sure you have a clear understanding of how their pricing model aligns with your goals and budget.
So do your homework, ask questions, and make sure you're comfortable with the pricing structure before you sign on the dotted line. But even with a clear understanding of costs and pricing models, I know some business owners still feel hesitant about outsourcing. It's a big decision, and it can be intimidating to relinquish control of such a crucial aspect of your business. What words of advice or encouragement would you offer to those who are still feeling unsure?
I understand the hesitation. It's natural to feel a bit apprehensive about entrusting something as important as lead generation to an external provider. But I would encourage you to think of outsourcing not as a loss of control, but as an expansion of your capabilities.
So instead of seeing it as giving up control, you're actually gaining access to expertise and resources you might not have in-house.
Exactly. It's about bringing in a team of experts who can complement your existing strengths and help you achieve goals that might otherwise be out of reach. Think of it as adding a specialized strike team to your arsenal.
I love that analogy. It's about leveraging external expertise to amplify your internal capabilities. But even with that mindset, I think some business owners might still worry about losing that personal touch, that connection with their prospects. How do you address that concern?
That's a valid concern, and it's one that I think is important to address head on.
Yeah.
It's true that some lead generation agencies might rely too heavily on automation and technology,
right,
which can result in a less personalized experience for prospects. But the best agencies understand the importance of blending technology with human interaction.
So it's about finding that sweet spot between automation and the human touch.
Exactly. Look for an agency that emphasizes personalized outreach, custom content creation, and a human-centric approach to lead nurturing. Don't be afraid to ask about their communication style, their approach to building relationships, and their commitment to delivering a positive prospect experience.
Those are all great points. So when done right, outsourced lead generation shouldn't feel impersonal or robotic.
Absolutely not. In fact, it can actually enhance the customer experience by delivering more targeted, relevant, and valuable interactions.
Okay. I'm starting to see how outsourcing can be a win-win for both businesses and their prospects. But before we move on, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, the idea that outsourcing can be a stepping stone, a way to gain traction while building internal capabilities.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Of course, for many businesses, especially startups or those with limited resources, outsourcing lead generation can be a smart way to jumpstart their sales efforts and get their product or service in front of the right audience.
Hmm.
It allows them to tap into specialized expertise and resources without having to make significant upfront investments in hiring and training.
So it's like getting a boost from a team of experts while you build up your own internal team.
Exactly. And as your business grows and your needs evolve, you can gradually transition those functions in-house using the knowledge and experience you've gained through the outsourcing process to guide your internal team.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like having a training wheels phase for your lead generation efforts. But how do you know when it's the right time to make that transition? What are some signs that a business might be ready to bring lead generation in-house?
There are a few key indicators.
Okay.
One is simply having the resources to do so.
Right.
Building an effective in-house lead generation team requires investment in talent, technology, and infrastructure.
Mm.
So you need to make sure you have the budget and the bandwidth to make that commitment.
So you need to be financially and operationally ready to take on that responsibility. What else?
Another sign is having a deep understanding of your target audience and the buyer journey.
Okay.
When you outsource lead generation, you're essentially relying on your agency's expertise in those areas.
Mm.
But as your business matures, you'll naturally gain more insights into your customers and their needs, which can empower you to take ownership of those processes.
So you've learned enough about your market and your customers to confidently develop and execute your own lead generation strategies.
Exactly. And finally, you need to have the right internal processes and systems in place to support an in-house lead generation program.
Right.
This includes things like a robust CRM system, marketing automation tools, and clear communication channels between your sales and marketing teams.
So it's not just about having the right people, it's about having the right infrastructure in place to support them.
Precisely. And it's worth noting that the transition from outsourced to in-house lead generation doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing proposition.
Right.
Many businesses find that a hybrid approach, where they retain some outsourced services while bringing other functions in-house, works best for them.
So it's about finding the right balance and tailoring your approach to your specific needs and circumstances.
Exactly. And that brings us back to a key point we've touched on throughout this deep dive. There's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to lead generation. What works for one business might not work for another. The key is to be strategic, to understand your options, and to choose an approach that aligns with your goals, your resources, and your long-term vision.
That's such a great reminder. It's all about finding the right fit for your unique business. But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to address a topic that I know is often top of mind for business owners: budget. We talked earlier about the factors that can influence the cost of outsourcing lead generation, but let's get a bit more specific. What's a realistic budget range that businesses should be thinking about?
It's tough to give a hard and fast number, as costs can vary so much depending on the factors we've discussed.
Right.
But as a general rule of thumb, businesses should expect to invest somewhere between 5% and 15% of their overall marketing budget on lead generation activities.
So it's not an insignificant investment.
It's definitely a line item that deserves careful consideration,
yeah.
But it's important to remember that lead generation is an investment in growth. When done effectively, it can generate a significant return on investment by driving new customers, increasing revenue, and accelerating business growth.
So it's not just an expense, it's a revenue generator.
Exactly. And when you view it through that lens, it becomes much easier to justify the investment.
Okay, so we've talked about budgets, we've talked about choosing the right partner, and we've explored the pros and cons of outsourcing. But before we move on, I want to take a moment to acknowledge that the decision to outsource lead generation can be a deeply personal one for business owners.
Absolutely. It often involves a sense of vulnerability, of entrusting a critical aspect of your business to someone outside your organization.
Right.
And for some entrepreneurs, that can be a difficult leap of faith.
It's like handing over the reins, even if it's just for a portion of your operations.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to find a partner who you trust, who understands your vision, and who is committed to your success.
Mm.
It's a relationship that requires open communication, mutual respect, and a shared sense of purpose.
It's about finding someone who feels like an extension of your team, not just a vendor.
Exactly. And when you find that right partner, the rewards can be significant. Outsourcing can free up your time and resources to focus on your core competencies, while simultaneously fueling your sales pipeline with high-quality leads. It can accelerate your growth trajectory and help you achieve your most ambitious business goals.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive. We've talked about the importance of choosing the right partner, navigating contract negotiations, managing the relationship effectively, and measuring success. But before we move on, I want to pause for a moment and give our listener a chance to reflect on everything we've discussed so far.
I think that's a great idea. It's been a whirlwind of information, and it's important to take a moment to absorb it all.
Exactly. So listener, as you process all of this, I want you to think about your own business and your own lead generation goals. What are your biggest challenges? What are your priorities? And what are you hoping to achieve? Take a moment to jot down your thoughts, and we'll be back in a few seconds to continue our exploration of outsourced B2B lead generation. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of outsourced B2B lead generation.
It's been quite a journey so far, hasn't it?
It really has. We've unpacked a ton of information, from the nuts and bolts of how it works to the nuances of choosing the right partner and navigating the ever-evolving landscape of data and technology.
We've even touched on the philosophical side of things,
yeah,
like the importance of balancing automation with the human element of sales.
Exactly. But before we wrap things up completely, I want to make sure we leave our listeners with a clear sense of what the future holds for this industry.
Okay.
We've talked about trends like AI, machine learning, and hyper-personalization. But what does it all mean for businesses on the ground? How will these trends actually play out in the real world?
That's a great question, and one that's on the minds of many business leaders.
Right.
And while it's impossible to predict the future with absolute certainty,
mm-hmm.
there are some clear signals that point to some exciting possibilities.
So what can we expect to see in the coming years? Mm-hmm. What's the crystal ball telling us about the future of outsourced lead generation?
Well, for starters, I think we're going to see a continued blurring of the lines between sales and marketing. Traditionally, these two functions have operated in silos,
right?
But that's changing rapidly, especially with the rise of ABM and the increasing focus on creating a seamless customer journey.
So it's no longer about marketing handing off leads to sales and hoping for the best.
Right.
It's about working together to create a unified approach.
Exactly. And I think outsourced lead generation providers are going to play a key role in facilitating that integration.
Mm.
They have the expertise, the data, and the technology to bridge the gap between sales and marketing and create a truly holistic approach to lead generation and customer acquisition.
That makes sense. They're in a unique position to see the big picture and connect the dots between those two functions.
Right. And as that integration deepens, I think we're going to see even greater emphasis on personalization and account-based strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Generic one-size-fits-all messages are going to become less and less effective.
Right.
The winners in the lead generation game are going to be those who can tailor their messages to the specific needs and interests of individual accounts and decision makers.
So it's all about moving away from mass marketing and towards hyper-personalized experiences.
Exactly. And that's going to require a deep understanding of data, analytics, and the buyer journey.
Right.
Lead generation providers who can master those areas are going to be in high demand.
It sounds like data scientists and behavioral psychologists might be the new rock stars of the lead generation world.
Maybe onto something there.
Yeah.
But beyond data and personalization, I also think we're going to see a growing focus on ethical considerations in lead generation. As data privacy regulations become more stringent and consumers become more savvy about how their data is being used, businesses are going to have to be more transparent and responsible in their lead generation practices.
So it's not just about generating leads at any cost.
Right.
It's about doing it in a way that respects privacy and builds trust.
Absolutely. And I think lead generation providers are going to play a key role in helping businesses navigate that ethical landscape.
Hmm.
They'll need to stay ahead of the curve on data privacy regulations and develop strategies that prioritize transparency and ethical data practices.
It sounds like the role of the lead generation provider is evolving beyond just generating leads.
Right.
They're becoming strategic advisors, data experts, and even ethics consultants.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And I think that evolution is going to continue as the industry matures and the landscape becomes even more complex.
Right.
The lead generation providers who can adapt to those changes and embrace those expanded roles are the ones who are going to thrive in the years to come.
So it's all about staying agile, being proactive, and constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible in lead generation.
Exactly. And that's why I'm so excited about the future of this industry. It's full of potential, and I think we're only just scratching the surface of what's possible.
I completely agree. There's a lot to be optimistic about, and I'm eager to see how it all unfolds.
Me too. Yeah. But before we get too carried away with visions of the future, I think it's important to circle back to the present and offer our listeners some practical takeaways they can apply to their own businesses today.
That's a great point. Let's distill everything we've discussed into a few actionable insights.
Sounds good, first and foremost. I would say don't be afraid to explore your options.
Mm.
If you're struggling with lead generation or if you're simply looking for ways to improve your results, outsourcing can be a powerful solution.
Okay.
But don't jump in blindly. Do your research, talk to other businesses, and find a partner who's a good fit for your needs and your culture.
So it's about being strategic and intentional in your approach.
Exactly. Second, embrace data and technology. The lead generation landscape is becoming increasingly data-driven, and the winners are going to be those who can leverage data to their advantage.
Right.
Invest in the right tools, build a strong data strategy, and find a partner who can help you make sense of it all.
So data is your friend, not your enemy.
Absolutely. And third, never underestimate the power of human connection. Technology can automate many tasks, but it can't replace the human element of sales. Look for a partner who understands the importance of personalized outreach, genuine relationships, and a human-centric approach to lead nurturing.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot between technology and the human touch.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And finally, be patient and persistent. Lead generation is a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
It takes time to build trust, nurture relationships, and see results.
Mm.
So don't get discouraged if you don't see overnight success. Stay focused, stay committed, and keep moving forward.
Those are all incredibly valuable insights, and I think they perfectly encapsulate the essence of what we've been talking about throughout this deep dive.
I agree. And I hope our listeners feel empowered to take this information and apply it to their own businesses.
I think they do. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap things up.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground, explored a wide range of perspectives, and hopefully provided our listeners with some valuable food for thought.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you.
The pleasure was all mine. And to our listener, thank you for joining us on this journey into the world of outsourced B2B lead generation. We encourage you to keep exploring, keep experimenting, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in your business. Until next time, happy lead generating.